This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is, I will tell you, one of those very rare days when I wished radio came with pictures attached. Yes, insert television joke here. But seriously, I'm talking about the Waffle Taco, which debuted today from Taco Bell. It is, amazingly, just what it sounds like, a breakfast sandwich, one part waffle, one part taco, and three parts marketing. Truth is, though, that at this point, funky food combinations aren't really that funky anymore. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore bites into the world of food mashups.
Mashups. In music, they can be amazing. In science fiction, usually not.
It's alive, it's alive.
In food,
bacon and milkshake, quadruple burgers, a waffle taco.
Darren Tristano is with food industry research group Technomic.
If you want to put beer and milk together, you can go to Red Robin and get a Samuel Adams beer milkshake.
That sounds really horrific, actually.
It's been a huge success, believe it or not.
And Tristano says it's official. This is a trend.
We are seeing quite a bit of more indulgent, more interesting, and more innovative items coming out, especially from fast food.
Using chicken breasts as buns, bacon with donuts, Dos Equis margarita-flavored beer. If these chimeras could speak, they might ask their creators, why?
What's driving it right now is that the quick service restaurant industry as a whole is not growing. The packaged food business, for the most part, is not growing.
Gary Steibel is with the New England Consulting Group.
The need for innovation is critical right now.
Even if a new product doesn't take off, and most don't, it still creates buzz, says RJ Hadavi. He's a restaurant analyst with Morningstar.
If you shorten the product cycle and come out with new flavors that are only going to be a limited time thing, you effectively encourage more frequent trial by consumers.
And there is another ingredient to this trend, millennials. They like new things. So that's what they're getting. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.